The poet T.S. Eliot wrote that April is the cruelest month, but we are going to try to make it less cruel and more kind, to our ears anyway. It's our annual tribute to National Poetry Month. This is our third annual series we call Muses and Metaphor. We combine two of our passions, poetry and social media. We'd like to invite you to go on Twitter and tweet us your original poetry, using fewer than 140 characters, of course. Your poem can be about life, love, children, your breakfast. Poet Holly Bass will help us pick our favorites to air once again. Here's an example from Tamika Mullins of Harlem, New York, when we aired her poem last year.
Feed me. Put poetry on the plate. I'll dine with gratitude, savoring the taste, digesting every word, leaving no diameter to waste.
In the past 2 years, we've had thousands of responses from professional and aspiring poets. We heard from a school teacher in Nebraska, middle school students in Washington, D.C., a producer director in Sydney, Australia, bloggers from all over the country. And this year, we'd love to hear from you. You can tweet us using the hashtag TMMPoetry. You can learn more at the Tell Me More website. Go to npr.org, click on the programs menu, and find Tell Me More. Coming up, Katherine Patterson's evocative books about the lives of children and teens like The Bridge to Terabithia have become modern classics. She says one secret of her success has been staying in touch with her own inner child.
The person who appears over and over and over again in my books, of course, is myself, for good or for bad.
The award-winning novelist Katherine Patterson joins us for a Wisdom Watch. That's ahead on Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.